things are ahead. And that's for the kingdom of God. This earth is headed for bad things. But for the kingdom of God, good things are ahead. Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you for blessing us tonight. Thank you for speaking to each one of us in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. 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 Woo. Happy, happy, happy are the children of the King. Well, I guess I'll depart from what I planned to say because the Lord said something else. Okay, well, here we go again. Ephesians 4, verse 26. This word keeps coming to me, been coming to me for several days that I'm not able to preach my other message tonight. Sorry. I was going to preach on prayer. But God said something else. So we'll just go off in that direction and see where he says. So I didn't plan it. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let's read it together. Be ye angry and sin not. I don't hear you.
Be angry.
Let not the sun go down.
Upon
your what? Neither give place to the devil. Hey, we're going to read this a little bit different, but it says the same thing. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your offenses. Anybody ever been offended? Anybody been offended lately? Anybody been offended a lot lately? Anybody offended right now? I'm telling you, this city is full of people who are offended. The church is full of people who are offended. Everywhere I go, I see and hear people who are offended. The Bible says, don't let the sun go down on your offense. Because if you're going to bed angry, that means you're going to bed offended. What does that mean? When you're angry, you're offended. Something upset you, something that you didn't like it, something crossed you the wrong way, so you're angry, and that's being offended, right? And there's a lot of people out there that are offended today. There's a lot of people in the church that are offended. People get offended over little stupid nothing things. Did you know that little stupid nothing things that causes offense is what destroys churches, it's what destroys marriages, it's what destroys families today? Little stupid offenses, you know? Little nothings. Ridiculous. I know a preacher that there was a baby crying out in the church and he said, well, better stop abusing them. And they walked out. They got offended. He was just joking. But they walked out. They got offended. Right? That's how easy people get offended. I mean, just little things. Why is that? Why do you think it? But there's a demon there pricking them, poking them. Be offended. Be offended. And you know, people not even think anything of it and they're getting offended. I mean, the other person's not even thinking that they're offending you. They're not even thinking that what they said would be offensive. And yet the other person gets offended and huffing off about it. You know, throwing a fit about it. Holding on against their brother about it. We are going to have to get to the place where we can overcome our offenses as Christians. If we don't, it's going to continue to eat away at the body of Christ until everybody's offended in the church. You know? Satan knows what he's doing. If he can keep you offended, he can keep you at odds with your brother or sister, your husband, your wife, your children, the other pastor across town, whatever it may be, you know? Keeping you offended. Keeping you offended. This is serious, man. It's serious enough that it's been on my heart lately because I've seen too many people that are offended. Too many people carrying the load of offense on their back. They shouldn't. They shouldn't because it's hurting them. It's hurting them. When you carry offense, it's hurting you. You know? It's something that you dwell on. It's something that eats on you. It's something that carries you away with itself. See? And we got to carry this offense to the Lord and cast it on Him. You know? So that we don't get ate up with it. Okay? Oh, but the church is offended today. The church is offended today. The church is all bent out of shape. You know any like that? I'm thinking of several situations, but I don't know whether to share them or not. I probably shouldn't. But I'm thinking of one that I can share, is that I use somebody as an example. I never named any names. But I use somebody as an example on one of my teaching tapes. And they happen to get a hold of that teaching tape. And I didn't name any names or name anything like that, but they got offended. Now they won't talk to me. I was the greatest minister until then. And their eyes, now they're offended. You know, now they won't even talk to me. Oh man, deliverance, that's great, wonderful, man, you're great, that's great ministry. But then they heard that. They're written off the list, you know, they got offended. Well, it could have been anybody. But they figured that must have been them. And so they took it personally. Hey, nobody in this church here, okay? I'm not going to give any illustrations that close to home. Okay? But this happened too much. Happens way too much. How many times are we supposed to forgive? What does the Bible say about forgiveness? Yes? And how often is that?
Like every day.
Like every day, man. That means if you get hurt by your mom, your dad, and they offend you, you got to forgive them 70 times 7 in one day. That means if your brother or sister in the Lord offends you, you got to forgive them 70 times 7 in one day. Have you been hurt 490 times in one day by your brother or sister? Probably not. No. But if you were, you still got to continue to forgive, because what that means is just you continue to forgive. That's what it means. No matter what. I've had to forgive Laramie. Huh? I had to forgive this city. This is a different kind of city. It's not kind city, you know. It's not a gentle, loving city. We're the only ones who can make it that way, you know, with God in us. So you may have to forgive your boss, the person you work for. Every day you see them, they might rub you the wrong way, or somebody that you work with. See? There's old Spike, you know. Forgive me. I'm meddling. There's old so-and-so, you know. Well, maybe God put them there to teach you something, too. You ever been taught by an unbeliever? I have. I've had them say something just recently. Somebody said something to me. Yeah, somebody said something to me just within the last 2 weeks that smote me, you know. I said, wow, that's God talking, you know. And didn't even know it. He's not even saved. But he said something to me that went right to the heart, you know. But man, God, you're trying to tell me something here. You know, God can use a donkey. He can sure use an unbeliever, right? If he can use a jackass, he can sure use your neighbor down the street or somebody you work with, right? Hello. He might choose to talk to you through a grasshopper. Wouldn't that get your attention? A little grasshopper jumps up on your front porch and starts talking to you. Hello, Jordan. Did you know, Jordan, that... Wouldn't that be funny? Well, it'd get your attention. Anybody ever talked to a talking animal before except Mr. Ed? Nobody. And we know he didn't really talk. Mr. Ed is a horse, of course. Anybody ever seen a talking horse? No, but we've heard of a talking jackass. Right? We've heard of a talking donkey. But we never heard of a talking horse. But anyway, God can use some surprising things to talk to you. And if you're offended about something, you might not even realize that you're offended. You ever think about that? You might not even know how deep your offense goes until something rubs you the wrong way. Then you realize, man, I'm offended. Or it may manifest some other way. I don't like them. Why don't you like them? Because you're offended. You're hurt. You're offended. You took offense. You know, they say, don't take any offense. Well, you know, there's a spirit of offense. And we take that offense upon ourselves. We take a spirit when we take offense and hold on to it. See? There are people in this town I have to forgive. Or I'll take offense, and I won't take offense. You know? There are people here in this community that, oh boy, if I wanted to, I could be offended. And you could too. You have people here too that you could be offended by. And if you wanted to take it on, you could take it on, and it would eat you up if you dwelt on it. But see, Jesus said, don't even let the sun go down on this offense thing. You know, I think that really the church is worrying too much. You know what? They're worrying too much about other people. They're worrying too much about themselves. The Bible says something about casting all your care on the Lord. And if you're worrying about it, that tells me you have not cast your care on the Lord. See? Little things. How many have done that? Little things, you've thought about it over and over. You may not admit that you were worrying, but you thought about it over and over and over. Little things. Things that probably didn't mean anything. In fact, many times you found out that they didn't mean anything, but how many hours did you spend mulling over it in your mind? See? Just dwelling on it. And it wasn't nothing. You know, the devil knows how to take up your time. The devil knows how to get you sidetracked. The devil knows how to get you focused on things that are not God. And it just takes a little twist to get you off track. Just a little twist, a little turn to get your focus off. The Bible says, don't look to the left or to the right, but be single-minded. Single-minded. And what is your mind to be on? The Lord, right? My mind is fixed, trusting in the Lord. Well, you ain't trusting in the Lord when you're worried about this and worried about that. I've been there. I can testify that you cannot be fixed on the Lord while you're worrying about something, because you're fixated on that. You're expending physical energy to worry. And it probably isn't going to amount to a hill of beans anyway, you know. It isn't going to amount to anything. A chicken coop full of litter or nothing, you know. That's all you're worrying was for nothing. How many know the Lord has ways of working things out anyway? Mm-hmm. He does. He has ways of working things out. My ways are not your ways, he said. My thoughts are not your thoughts. They're higher than yours. See? He's smarter than we are. That's why he said in the book, please, cast your cares upon me, for I care for you. That's why he said that in the book. He said, for you to cast your cares on him, for I care for you. If he didn't know something better, he wouldn't have said that. If he didn't have more insight into the human mentality, he wouldn't have said that. If he thought you could handle everything that your mind would focus on, he wouldn't have said that. See? He said it for a reason. You know, he wrote the manufacturer's handbook because he manufactured us. And he knew that we were going to sin before the foundation of the earth. He already had Jesus lined up to go to the cross, right? So if he had Jesus already lined up to the cross, then he knew what to put in the book, because he knew what our nature would be after we fell, and he knew what we would need in order to function as complete and whole human beings, which most of the church is not complete and whole. Most of the church is dysfunctional and messed up. But God has a way in the book to fix the church. What kind of church is he coming back for? These people that are crying out rapture, rapture, rapture any minute, they haven't read the book. The Bible says he's coming back for a glorious church. The church is not glorious right now. The church is not walking in the glory right now. They're walking in the flesh for the most part. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know I offended somebody this week. I know over that. I said we believe in post-trib rapture, not pre-trib. And they got offended. They immediately, wall went up, boom, poof. Just over that. That shows how much of a doctrine of devil that is. It shows how much of a grip it has on people, their mentality. They're going to escape. They're going to get out of here. Why should we pray for the government? Why should we pray to fix things? Why should we pray for the world to go on and live in peace, you know? We're going out of here before any of that stuff happened. Right? That's escapism. Jesus never taught that in a word. He never taught that. Huh? Yes, he did say, occupy until I come. But he also said a lot of other things about doing until he come. And he also showed that we're going to walk through the fire, walk through the floods, walk through the difficulties, not get out of them. Nobody gets trained to reign for a million years and million years by just getting out of it. You know, we're just going to get out of here, bless God. Nothing's going to happen to us. It's a stupid mentality. But anyway, the man took offense. Well, you know what I have to say to that? You know, get over it. I've been offended too. I just got to get over it. I can't keep an offense. We don't have the right. We don't have that luxury. It's unhealthy to go around being offended all the time. You know, you look at people out on the street of this city and they're offended. You know, just for no reason they get offended. Why? You know, somebody was real nice to me the other day in town and I said, well, wait a minute, whoa, what city am I in? Because people are not generally real nice to you in the city. They're not generally. I mean, occasionally they are, but it's not an ongoing basis. Like some places you go in the South, everybody is friendly. You know, that's just the nature down there. They're just friendly folks. That's the nature of the South. That's the nature of the Bible Belt. You can see the impact that the Bible has had on the South, because that's why they call it the Bible Belt. It's been inundated with the gospel for years. Out here, we're the rebellious West. You know, everybody do your own thing. Don't need anybody. We're independent. We get offended if you cross our ground, you know. That's not the way I want to be. That's not the way the church should be, is it? The Bible says love one another. Love your neighbor as yourself. Not hate your neighbor. Not be offended at him. Jesus. Have mercy on the church. Have mercy on us out here in the West. We need God out here. We need a revival in this city. We need a breakthrough. You know, a Baptist brother that I've talked to, he's praying. He's from Texas, too, and he's praying for God to bring a revival to Laramie. You know? And I said, brother, don't give up. Keep praying. I'm praying, too. You know, he said, I don't know when, but I'm believing it'll come. You know? Well, I don't know when either, but I'm believing that this city hasn't been written off, you know, by God. There's more than 10 righteous here. What did God say to Abraham? What did Abraham say to God? He said, if there's 10 righteous here, will you not destroy this city? Is that what he said? And God didn't destroy it, but he did, didn't he? Because they couldn't find 10 righteous. But God wouldn't have destroyed it if he'd have found 10 righteous. Well, I see 10 righteous right here. But God's not going to destroy Laramie. I don't expect the tornado to come and blow it all away. It isn't going to happen, okay? Because there's more than 10 righteous here. You just get out there and command it to stop right there and tell it, you're not going to blow over me. You're not going to blow me away, tornado, if you see one coming. If I'm not around, because if I'm around, I'm going to be out there rebuking it. It doesn't have a right here. Well, this is the plan of God. And the Lord should be king over all the earth, it says in Zechariah 14:9. And the Lord should be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Lord and his name one. This is where we're headed. Okay? This is God's plan for the earth, where he's going to be the king over the whole earth. Okay? And there'll be only one Lord. There'll be no more Buddha. There'll be no more Muhammad. There'll be no more Mormon. It won't exist when that day comes. See? And that day's coming soon, where we will rule and reign for 1,000 years on the earth. Okay? The Lord's going to come back at the last trumpet, he said. The last trumpet on that day. Then we're going to be caught up with him and come down and begin to take possession of the earth, and then Jerusalem will be remade or come down from heaven, and it'll be set up there, and we'll live with Jesus there for 1,000 years, ruling and reigning on the earth. It's going to be a wonderful time. See? There's no place for us to waste time being offended right now. You hear what I'm saying? If you got something against me or somebody else, you better deal with it. Grow up and get a life and quit walking around with offense. You know, God can't use us as much when we are walking around offended and bleeding all the time. And moaning and groaning how we're poor me, we've been offended. You know, feeling sorry for ourselves. That's got to stop, man. We got to grow up. We got to mature in the things of God. You can spend a whole lifetime being offended. You know anybody like that? Spend a whole life being offended, holding grudges, holding aught against somebody. And what does it do? What comes out of their mouth when you're around them? Poison. They're offended. You hear it all the time, right? It is not a commodity that you can afford to own. It's not one you can afford to hold on. It's like a burning hot coal in your hands. It'll burn right through you. It'll damage you, you know? Lord, help the church, man. Help the church. They've got to get over it. You think they will? Ultimately, yeah. But you know one thing about American church, we're pretty spoiled. We're pretty used to getting things our way. So I'm not sure that the American church is quite ready to get over their offenses yet. I think when you're offended, you're in rebellion. Why do you say that? Well, number one, you're disobeying God. He told you to forgive your brother. So if you're offended, you're in rebellion. That's how serious it is. See? If you choose to stay offended. You know, everybody gets offended, but are you staying that way? You understand? Say, I'm not going to stay that way. See? If we're offended, we're in rebellion because we're not obeying God. Okay? We're not obeying God. We're not dealing with it. We're not taking it to the Lord in prayer. Okay? Why else would you say that we're in rebellion if we're offended? Besides that, does it honor God to be in offended? Is it honoring to the Lord? Does God tell us to honor Him? He does. He said, put Him first. Well, if you're offended, what are you doing? You're putting that offense before God. See? That's how serious it can be. We put an offense before God. You know, there's something to be said about humility here. Because if you walk in humility, you won't be offended. I'm not talking false humility. A lot of people walk in false humility. They think they're humble, but they're not. True humility is, what do you think it is? It's total dependence on God. If you're totally dependent on God, the world might not see you as humble, but God does. And that's what you're pleasing God, not man. See? And so I think that if you walk in humility, you're not going to be offended because you have come to the place where you're totally dependent on God. And if you're totally dependent on God, you know that you cannot carry an offense and be totally dependent on God, because when you start carrying an offense, you are no longer fully dependent on God. You understand that? When you start carrying offenses, you have quit being fully dependent on God and you have let that offense take a place and you somewhat depend on your offense to give you comfort. It's a crazy kind of comfort, crazy kind of thinking. He's still coming to church, that moth. He's... Bless that moth. Oh, so what are we going to do? I'm not saying y'all are offended. Maybe you are. But you don't know it. I'm just sharing what's been on my heart as an offense, how serious it is. Okay? Maybe you are offended. Do you think, how many think you might be offended about something still? You know, I'll raise my hand too. There's a possibility that I'm offended too at something or someone. You know, because really sometimes it's going to take the Holy Spirit to reveal to you the level of your offense, or if there's any there at all. Because sometimes it's such a part of our lives that we don't recognize it. Sometimes it goes back to when you were a little boy or a little girl, and something happened that began to eat on you back then. And it stayed all these years and allowed you to become easily offended at other things. And you might not even be able to recognize that time way back when you were a little boy or a little girl and you got offended. Okay. But by the power of the Holy Spirit and the gift of discernment of spirits, you can recognize it. And so I would ask you, if you think you might be offended, you should ask the Lord to reveal to you any area where you may be offended today. You know, because it's not hurting the people that did it to you. It's hurting you. They're not suffering for it. You're suffering for it. It's robbing you. It's stealing from you your peace, your joy, your victory that you can have in Christ Jesus. So, what do we do with offenses? When we find out that we have some, well, there's several things that are necessary. We just need to say, Lord, I forgive and release this person that I'm offended by. I forgive and release them. And number two, after you forgive and release them, then maybe, you know, you need to ask God to forgive you for holding out against somebody and wash it in the blood. And then number three, you ought to get some deliverance if you have picked up some spirits through being offended. Right? And then you ought to make a commitment before God, a decision that is, because no one can keep it without His help, that you're not going to be offended easily. See? That's a choice that you can make. I'm not going to be offended easily. See? I'm not going to be offended easily. And you know what? I'm not going to lose any sleep either if you're offended at me. You got to make your mind up for that too, because some people may get offended at you and you don't know it. You don't know it, but then somebody's treating you bad. You can't go around losing sleep because somebody's treating you bad, because they're mad at you. If you can't take the heat, then you might as well get out of the walk. Because the more you do in God, the more people are going to be offended at you. See? And you can't help but offend somebody if you're going to walk deeper with God. Did Jesus offend anybody? How many did Jesus offend? He offended people everywhere. What makes you think you won't? If you obey Him, you're going to offend people because demons are in people. See? And demons make people get offended. That's how it works. So the further you go with God, especially if you decide to follow the road of the ministry, you're going to offend people. Especially if you decide to take a stand for righteousness, for what's right. Especially if you start getting bold in God and not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and you start telling it like it is in a nation that doesn't want to hear it like it is. They want to water it down. They want to compromise. They don't want anybody to be offended. You're going to offend people. You're going to rock the boat. And I want to encourage you, don't lose any sleep over it. Okay? This is the other side. Because this is a different kind of offense. This is holy offenses. And the Bible says that the gospel is offensive. Where is that? 1 Corinthians or 2? Anybody remember? Okay, we can still call it this foolishness. 1 Corinthians 1:18, for the preaching of the cross to them that perish is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us who are saved it is the power of God. And now we go over to read verse 25, like I said earlier, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Now let's go to verse 27. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and the base things of the world. And the things which are despised has God chosen, yea, and the things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in His presence. So, you know, it looks foolish to the world, and it may offend the world, okay? But you know what? It doesn't matter. If you're obeying God, you know that you're not in offense, and you're just doing what the Lord's told you to do, okay? And the other one, probably in 2 Corinthians. No. I'm not going to get caught up in that right now. The point is, we walk righteously before God and we share the truth, and we will. Afraid of the faces of men. Yeah, but I want you to do this. The pressure's on. Compromise. Don't be so religious. Don't be so Christian. You're going against the faith of your family. What's wrong with you? Don't you love us anymore? We didn't raise you like that. We raised you to be such and such religion. You must not love your family. You must not really care or respect us. But going crazy about God like that. What's with you? It is better to serve God than man. These are choices we're going to have to make more and more as the days progress toward the coming of the Lord. You're going to have to decide whether you're going to offend man or you're going to offend God. Which one do you want? The days are growing closer to His coming. There's going to be more and more religiously correct. You've got to either walk it the way of the world and religion, or you're going to have to walk it the way of God. Which one is it going to be? You've got to make a decision. You're going to compromise and walk the way of the world. You're going to compromise, or are you going to walk the way of God? Which one is it going to be? Which one is it going to be? Who's listening to me? Which one's it going to be? You've got to make hard choices in this life. If you're going to really be a follower of Jesus Christ. Hard choices. Choices that offend somebody. Choices that will rock the boat sometimes. Choices that will mess up things in the natural. Choices that people might not like you for, might not understand you for, might misunderstand you sometimes. You ever been misunderstood when you're following God? I have, many times. You ever been misunderstood by Christians when you're trying to do what God wants you to do? See? You're trying to obey God, and all these other Christians are criticizing you. And you're trying to obey God. You're trying to do what He's put on your heart. How many know that nobody can tell you what's in your heart except God and you? I can't read your heart. You know? And you have to follow God in your heart. I can't tell you what to do in that area. You know? All I can do is I'm an under-shepherd to guide, to lead the flock, but only God speaks into your heart. You got to follow your heart. You know, you're accountable to God. I'm accountable to teach you and lead you in the ways of God, but you are accountable for your walk with God and what He tells you to do. If you don't do it, then that's between you and Him. Right? The Bible says rebellion is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod driveth it far from him. Now, what do you think about us childish Christians today? What's up in our heart? What's up in our mind? You think there might not be rebellion, that we need some rod? What's the rod for us? You think that we might need a little rod? Because maybe there's some rebellion still in us that says, I don't want to do it, Lord. I don't want to submit. I don't want to go all the way. No, I just can't do it. You ever said that? I just can't. That's too much to ask me, Lord. That's just too much. I'm not comfortable with that. I don't want to upset everybody. I don't want to take that kind of a stand. It costs too much. Well, if it hasn't cost you everything, it really hasn't cost you anything. You hear what I'm saying? If it hasn't cost you everything, it really hasn't cost you anything. What about the pearl of great price? You read that story? What about the lady who, or was it the man that had the treasure and he just went, gave everything to gain that treasure? See, to follow Christ doesn't cost you something, it costs you everything. It doesn't cost you just a little bit, it costs everything. He doesn't want a little bit of you, he wants all of you. He doesn't want you to hold back and just give him whatever's convenient to you at the time. If you say, I want to follow Jesus, it means laying down your whole life. I'm telling you, I've laid down my life to stay here. It's laying down my life to follow Christ. See? Some of you may be laying down your life to stay here too. Hey, bless you. God has reward for those who are obedient to Him. And you may not see them all in this life, but you're going to see some. Remember what David said? I would have fainted unless I'd have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. See, he believed that he was going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, and he did. We are too. If we'll follow God with all our heart, we're going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Not just when Jesus comes back. He's going to bless us now. Look at your neighbor and say, he's going to bless you now. He's going to bless you now. Come on, get some enthusiasm about God. Don't look like a bunch of sleeping saints. Be the church alive. We're not the dead church. Hello? Boom, boom, boom. Anybody home? Yeah, we're the live church. If we don't show enthusiasm, then what makes you think anybody's going to listen to you about your Jesus if you're not enthusiastic about it? If you aren't sold out about it? If you aren't bold about it? If you're not excited about it? Why would anybody want to hear what you have to say about it? If you can't pump yourself up with a little bit of enthusiasm, because after all, you have the King of the universe, the Creator of the universe living inside of you, that ought to be something to get a little bit excited about. That ought to be something a little bit to be thrilled about. He spoke and the world was. He's a big God, folks, and he's dwelling inside of us. He chose to live within us, in our heart. That ought to give you something to be a little bit moved about. Well, I move when the Spirit moves me, bless God. Yeah, you just warmed over death, too. You wait for the Spirit to move you, you'll never move. You have to step out in faith and let the Spirit direct, because He directs you when you move in faith. If you never move, He never moved. Okay, well, I'm about done here. The point is, people are offended today, and we need to get rid of our offenses. We need to get rid of our anger. We need to quit going to bed with some little offense eating away on the inside of us, picking away at us, tearing away at us, offended at what my dad did to me 20 years ago, offended at what my brother did to me, offended by what Pastor so-and-so said to me. I'm offended by what my husband did to me, my wife did to me, my uncle did to me, my grandpa, my grandma, blah, blah, blah. Grow up. Quit being a little baby. The Bible says, you know, it's just carnal to be like that. When you go around saying, well, I'm of a Paul, I'm of Apollos, and I'm of so-and-so. And, you know, that's just carnality is what the Bible said about that. It says you're acting like a bunch of little kids. Grow up. We're all of Jesus. Nothing else matters. We're all of Christ. He's the head of the church. We're just the body. He's the head. Don't be offended by all these little things. Don't be offended. Don't join that club. The dues are too high. The price is too high. It'll destroy you. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we confess right now before you any offenses that are still in our lives. Father, I've been offended by so-and-so. I've been offended by so-and-so. This has offended me. That has offended me. Pastor has offended me. So-and-so over there has offended me. This preacher has offended me. That preacher has offended me. I'm offended by this. I'm offended by your looks. I'm offended by the way you acted. I'm offended by this. Lord, forgive us for offense. Forgive us for taking them. The Spirit is so deep in America right now, so deep in the church, that unless there's deliverance in the church, it's not going to be routed out. God, show us by the Holy Spirit where we are offended tonight. Show us by the Holy Spirit where we're in rebellion because of being offended, and we're not listening because we're offended and we're holding on to it as some precious thing. God, show us. God, show us where we've allowed the spirit of offense to grab a hold of our lives, where we don't see. Maybe it's a blind side, a blind spot in our lives where we're offended and we can't seem to shake it and we don't realize how deep it is. God, bring it up to the surface so we can deal with it, so we can face it and we can cast it out. We can repent for it. We can turn from our sin. Turn from our wicked way. Jesus, bring us into deliverance in the area of our offenses. Won't you pray this prayer with me right now? I renounce the spirit of offense. I don't want you. You're not going to stay in me. I cover myself with the blood. I tell that offense it has to go. All offenses. Leave me. In Jesus' name. I don't want you. Father, forgive me for being offended. And think of those people that you might have brought to your mind right now. And say, Lord, I forgive that one. I forgive this one. I forgive my wife. I forgive my husband. I forgive my father, my mother, my children, so-and-so brother and sister, so-and-so national ministry, so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so I work with, so-and-so boss, so-and-so employee, so-and-so fellow employee. I forgive them. I'm not going to be offended. I'm not going to go to sleep another night having some kind of bad feeling toward that person anymore. If you have a bad, ugly feeling about them, when you think about them, you are offended. You're holding something. And you're in rebellion toward God. God, forgive me for rebellion. When you've taken care of that, I want you to raise your hand and tell me that you've taken care of that. One, two, anyone else? Three, four, five, six. And when you're done taking care of it, we're going to cast it out. If that donkey's still talking to you, go ahead and listen, but we're going to get it out. You spirits of offense, we command you come up to the surface right now and come out, right now in the name of Jesus. All those spirits of offenses, we come against you with the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, that deep-rooted spirit of offense that's come into the country of America that bring the church under bondage to it. You come out. Come out of there right now by the blood of Jesus. We come against you with a vengeance in the name of Jesus Christ. You have to move out of there. Out, you spirit of offense. Being offended, you come out. Come on, all those offenses, all those stored up offenses, offenses carried against your husband, your wife, your relatives, come out of there. All the way out by the blood of Jesus. Come on, against fathers, against mothers, against relatives, against people that you work with, offenses, come out. All the way out. Come on, all those offenses, go by the blood of Jesus. All those offenses, out. Come on, all those times you've been hurt. Out, 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 out. Holding hurts against people that have hurt you. Come out, 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 out. All the way out by the blood of Jesus. Come out, come out, come out, come out. All those offenses, all that unforgiving spirit, you have to go. We break the curse of unforgiveness. We break the hold of unforgiving spirit, that spirit of offenses. You come out, 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 all the way out. All the way out of there. All those spirits of offense. Come out, 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 out. Come on, all that unforgiveness, all that hurt. Come on, all that anger, that deep-rooted anger in there. Being angry, just wanting to be angry at so-and-so. Because you're just mad at them. Come out, 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 out. All the way out of there. Come on, all that. Uppity, 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 out of there. Move by the blood of Jesus. Come out, 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 out. All those offenses. Offenses at other Christians. Come out, 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 out. Come on, all the way. Offenses at other Christians. Come out, out. Come on, all the way. Up and out of there. Move. All those offenses have to go by the blood of Jesus. You have to loose them. Loose them, let them go. Loose them, let them go. Loose them, let them go. Out, 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 out. All the way. We're talking to you, Spirit, not the people right now. Talking to spirits. You have to go. Come on, break your hold. All those offenses. Go. Come out, 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 out. All the way. All the way. All the way. All the way. Come out. Come on. Come out in Jesus' name. All those offenses. Keep coming. Keep coming by the blood of Jesus. You have to go. Offended at Laramie, you have to go. Out, 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 out. Come on. Offended at where you are, what you're having to put up with. Come out, 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 out. Come on. All the way. All the way. By the blood of Jesus. All those offenses have to go. Come out, 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 out. By the blood. By the blood. Come on. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Up and out of there. In Jesus' name. Come out. Come out, 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 out. All the way out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You spirits that cause people to compromise. You spirit of compromise. So you don't rock the boat. That spirit of compromise. You come out, 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 out. Keep people tied up in knots. Keep them from being bold. Keep them being shy. You spirit of timidity, shyness, and compromise. You come out, 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 out. Timidity, shyness, compromise. Come out, 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 out. Timidity, shyness, and compromise. Move, 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 move. Move by the blood of Jesus, that timid spirit. But I'm just the shy type. Well, give me the chapter and verse for that. Come on, out, 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 out. Come out, out, out. The Bible says you're bold as a lion. Quit lying to yourself. You're not the shy type. You're the bold type. That's what God said about you. Come out, 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 out. Come on, all that shyness, all that timidity, all that compromise. You spirit of compromise that's been released on the church by the government. You come out, 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 out. Come out. Come on, come out of there. Come out of there to be religiously correct. There's politically correct, now there's religiously correct. Come out, 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 out. Come on, all the way. Fear to compromise. Fear to compromise. Fear of men. Come out, 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 out. All that fear of men. Fear of what people are going to think about you. Come out. Come out, come out, come out. Fear of men. Fear of what people think of you. Come out, 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 out. All the way by the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus. Come on, you have to go. Fear of what people think. Fear of what people say. Fear of men. Come out. Come out, 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 out. Won't make a stand because you're afraid of what people think. Come out, 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 out. Won't be bold because you're afraid what they're going to think of you. They're not going to like me. They're not going to love me. They're not going to respect me. Come out, 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 out. They might get offended. Come out, 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 out. All the way. Come on. Fear of man. Fear of man and compromise. You got to go. Fear of man and compromise. You have to go by the blood of Jesus. Come out, 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 out. All the way out. You have to go in Jesus' name. By the blood of Jesus Christ, you have to come out of there. All the way out. All the way out. The Bible says the fear of man bringeth a trap, bringeth a snare. It trapped you. It snared you. It entwined you. It ties you up in coils. Okay? You have to go. Come out, 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 out. Come on. All the fear of man. All that fear of man. You have to go. Fear of rocking the boat. Fear of rocking the boat. Fear of upsetting somebody. Come out, 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 out. Come on, all the way out. That shy spirit. Come out, 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 out. Won't speak what you believe. Come out, 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 out. All the way out. All the way out. Afraid to say what you believe. Afraid to speak up. Come out, out, out. You're just the quiet type. Come out, 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 out. All the way. By the blood of Jesus. Come on, all those quiet spirits, those quenching spirits, those spirits that quench down the gospel. You come out, 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 out. In Jesus' name. Try to hold you back. Come out, 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 out. We have a lost city here. We can't be ashamed of the gospel. That spirit of being ashamed, That spirit of being ashamed of the Lord, you come out. That spirit of shamefulness of the Lord, ashamed of the gospel, come out, 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 out. Come on, all that ashamed, come out all the way. Out, 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 out. Ashamed to talk to people that you run into daily. Come out, 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 out. Ashamed to talk to your family. Out, 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 out. Come on, ashamed. Come on, all that spirit of being ashamed. But Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Come out, 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 out. All the way. Come on, all that ashamedness. Come out. All that ashamedness. You have to go by the blood of Jesus Christ. By the blood of Jesus Christ. By the blood of Jesus Christ. Come out, 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 out. All the way. All the way. All the way out. Come on. All that. I'm ashamed. Come out. Shame to pray over your food if you're by yourself in a restaurant. Come out, 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 out. All the way out. Oh, yeah, it's easy to pray around other Christians, but when you're by yourself, that's when the real test comes. Come out, 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 out. All the way out. Jesus' name. Shame to carry your Bible around by yourself. Come out, 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 out. All the way. Jesus' name. Come out. Come out, come out, come out. Shame to take a stand for when others are speaking up and you know you should say something, but you don't. That ashamedness. Come out, 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 out. That fear. Come on. Out, 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 out. All that fear has to go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.